Welcome, guys, to today's show. This is a show from April of last year, and this is one that it says Phil breaks down again. I guess during this period of time, I was breaking down and leaving the studio quite a bit, which is kind of how I feel each and every day. But this one is from April of last year. Steve Dooley fears cancel culture, but Phil breaks down again and leaves the studio. So Bobby and Steve host with guest Steve Bozell. Steve, you're in this one.
Oh, this is a recording. I thought I had to be here for the...
What a moron.
Well,
no, you don't have to be here for this. So here it is, folks, from April of 2021. Steve Dooley, Bobby Dooley, I break down, I leave the studio. Steve Bozell is with us. It's all good.
And welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
This is General Kalen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard, and here's the man, the myth, the legend, mostly
just some guy that gets out of bed every day.
Phil Henry.
All right, thanks very much. That was great.
What?
Mostly just a guy that gets out of bed every day?
Well, you get right down, I'm assuming that's what it is. You're just a guy that crawl out of bed. You crawl out of bed and you try to do what you do.
Yeah, you do what you can do.
You do what you can do, but, you know, you better...
I better do it.
Exactly.
All right,
Phil, don't look at us like we're something that just slithered from under a door someplace.
God, look at you. You're gagging up.
Gagging up this early, huh?
Yeah, that's me. Listen, we have something to take care of today, and Bobby and Steve...
I talked to Bobby Dooley earlier. I talked to her and Steve. They're both at the community center there at Western Estates in Western, wherever it is, right?
It's in Western Estates, California.
Western Estates, California, at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. The point being that, Bobby, you wrote extensively in the newsletter for the Western Estates Homeowners this weekend... You were writing about cancel culture, is that right?
That's correct, Margaret. I did an article, and Steve contributed, right, Steve?
I did. I contributed because of the...
Well, my understanding is, Steve, you're the subject of this cancel culture. Were you the inspiration for that?
Well, he was.
I can do it.
I'll do it, Steve. Don't worry about it.
Oh, but it's about me.
I'll do it.
Look, if I could just jump in here, Steve and Bobby, when you argue...
I've got it, Phil. When you argue, it distracts people away from your main message, all right?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. I'm afraid I'm going to...
Well, now he's nervous, so what do you want me to do?
Go ahead.
I can talk about
it. Steve is worried that he's going to be cancel culture. And
what do you mean by Steve's worried he's going to be cancel culture?
Well, Steve posted, he pinned a tweet on his Twitter account, I don't know, when was it, Steve, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, about 2017, about two years ago.
That'd be 4 years ago.
Wow.
Can I jump in?
What's with you? Did you hear that, Steve? Phil Henry, did you hear him?
What?
He goes,
could I?
I just heard Phil Henry.
Okay, Bobby, thank you very much. We can conclude here if you want, or we can continue.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, Ms. Dooley, what I'm trying to say here is, essentially, in getting to the point, first of all, I don't know what it was I was trying to say.
See, that's the problem. Phil butts in, and then he can't remember why he butted it in.
Exactly.
What do you mean, butted it in? You know, Margaret, you're starting to sound like the guests on the show. You're not sounding like the erudite and bookish woman that...
Wait, what are you talking about?
You just said butted it in.
You did, Margaret.
Yeah, you did, Miss Gray.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I'll be a son of a...
I swear to God. If you don't mind.
Go ahead. At this point, I'm so sick of this conversation.
Oh, my God. And you said you were all excited about doing it.
I was excited about doing it, but this has gotten...
Allow me, if you don't mind. Margaret,
don't wave your hand toward the kitchen, Phil. Like, I need to go in there and get a cold drink of water and maybe douche.
Oh, God!
I never said any... What a filthy thing to say.
You know what, Margaret, maybe you want to just knock off for the day.
I will not.
Take back what you just said.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
God, Margaret. I don't know whether I'm shocked about what you said or the fact that you said you're sorry. As a woman...
God, you can't even say woman?
Ow! God!
God, she took my balls and twisted them. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, he's only kidding.
Thanks a lot. See you guys later.
Oh, please.
And you, what's with you?
I'm sorry, Phil, but it's a Monday, all right?
Yeah, she really got off.
Dad, you need to go home or something?
No, do you?
And everybody sit down and calm down. What's going on with the Dooleys? I don't know what it is. I told them I don't want any more of that bullshit where they're kidding around.
The problem is, Phil, you laugh at it.
Yeah, you laugh at it and encourage it.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, we're going to put you back on.
Wait a minute, I didn't say that.
Okay, we're not putting you back on, but yeah, let's do it. Okay, we are going to put you back on. I don't know, Mr. Henry's, but you got to be careful.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. We're sorry. Steve, aren't we sorry?
We're sorry, Mr. Henry. We know you don't like us doing that, and we're sorry.
We're very, very sorry.
All right, let's get this thing on the road here. You, Steve, I'll... Margaret, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. It's your show.
Oh, wow. Look at that. It's my show.
Phil, don't get distracted.
Bobby and Steve, welcome to the show.
Oh, is it starting now?
Are you going to erase all the other stuff?
No, we're not erasing all the other stuff. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay, so as I understand it, Steve, you had a tweet pinned because we got Steve Bozell that's been hanging on for like 45 minutes here.
No, he called in and they called back.
All right. Steve Bozell has called in.
Okay, well, that's perfect because we want to talk to him. He's the subject of the pinned tweet.
Yeah, see, what happened was Bozell was on your show and he talked about sleepwalking one night and he walked nude into the bedroom. And only it wasn't his bedroom, it was the bedroom of a friend of his, and he was spending the night at their house and he walked nude.
That's exactly right. Now, you pinned a tweet, right?
Yeah, I'll do it, Steve, okay?
I'll hand it off to you.
Hike.
Here it is.
Got it. That's just a little thing we do, Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry?
That's great. Go ahead.
Anyway, so Steve had this tweet pinned and said that he just remembered when he was peeking through the bedroom window.
Bedroom.
Got it, yeah. Bedroom window of the Cuntington sisters. And he was very ashamed of that. And as you know, it was a scandal. Because I'm the Homeowners Association president, I was able to quash it, or squish it, or however that's said.
It's called squish it.
Squash it is, I believe, the term.
Yeah, squash.
I thought that was the vegetable that you played with.
What do you mean, vegetable that you play with?
Well, what's squash?
You're talking about the game of squash. Okay, Bobby and Steve, I'm going to hang up again.
All right, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. So, Steve was afraid that he had this tweet pinned that said, "Now I remember I was sleepwalking when I looked in the bedroom, in the toilet." Was right, Steve?
I was looking in the toilet window, yeah.
What do you mean by toilet window? You're talking about the bathroom window?
Yes, sir, the bathroom window.
Yes, and so Steve posted a tweet, said, "Now I remember I was walking in my sleep." And he tweeted that. When did you tweet that, Steve?
I got the date right here. It was October or March of 2015. No, I'm sorry, 2018.
October or March. Well, what did the tweet say?
I think it says...
It doesn't matter. So you pinned the tweet. You said, "Oh, now I remember. The reason why I was looking in the bathroom window of the Cunnington sisters is because I was sleepwalking?"
Yes, sir, that's right.
And now what we're afraid of is cancel culture. We're afraid because Steve, in his honesty, in tweeting that and in pinning that, and you unpinned it, right?
I did. I unpinned it today.
Would you please, the two of you, say unpinned and prop, because it's wearing off on me now. I'm starting to talk like that. What is it called? Is it called Florida Dirt Fever or Dumb Tongue?
Yes. Are you saying I got dumb tongue? Oh, my God. I don't have dumb tongue.
She doesn't have dumb tongue.
What is this Florida dirt fever you guys were talking about?
Florida dirt fever happens to me. It's hereditary. When I get overly emotional, and I got super, super duper emotional, and I went into Florida dirt tongue. Steve, you got a recording of that, don't you?
This is a recording from just a random recording here of dirt tongue.
Yeah, July. This is July 2020.
You not do that?
No, honey.
You not go now? No, you not go now. You not? No, you not go. You not go? No, you no.
You got dirt tongue, honey.
It's dumb tongue, you dumb f***.
Here we go.
So that's an example. I'm sorry about the language, Phil.
All right, I don't know anything about Florida dirt fever or dumb tongue.
Oh, my God, he's laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing uncontrollably.
Mr. Henry, you're getting hysterical.
No, I'm not. I'm just laughing at the concept of...
I'll take over. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. When we talk about cancel culture...
I've got it, Margaret. Thank you very much. I've got it. When we talk about cancel culture, we're talking about the idea of someone being essentially written off, having their career taken from them, having their livelihood taken from them, having just about, you know, their place in the community taken from them, when something has been dug up, something they said or did from years gone by and used against them. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. Steve Dooley tweeted something about walking in his sleep. You were actually walking in your sleep when you were looking through the bathroom window of the Cunningham, the window, I should say, of the Cunningham sisters.
You said winder, Mr. Hendry, so that's almost like, that's like Florida dirt.
That's Florida dirt fever.
No, it's not. I said window by mistake.
All right, Mr. Hendry.
No, it's not.
We're trying to be treated respectfully.
I'm going to treat you guys respectfully, but you're starting to piss me off, and I'm getting close to the point. I'm just letting you know. Hold on. Don't talk. I'm letting you know you're getting to the point where you're pissing me off, to that point that I will hang up on you and maybe not have you back on the show ever again.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Mr. Dooley, why do you fear cancel culture?
I feel I'm going to be cancel cultured because I said, oh, yeah, I remember.
Steve, can I speak? Steve said that when we found out that he'd looked through the bathroom window of the Cunnington sisters and he was going to be sanctioned by the Homeowners Association, he was going to have no pool privileges. And
well, what about the police? Usually we call the police on Peeping Toms.
Yeah, okay, Margaret. The police were called, and Steve told them he'd been sleepwalking. But the problem is he didn't tweet about it for a couple years after the fact. Okay.
And that's got nothing to do with you knowing anybody with the L.A. County Sheriff. Yeah, because we heard you had it in there at the L.A. County Sheriff.
Well, you heard wrong because I have no such in.
All right. Talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here, and I still, and if you don't mind, guys, I have to consolidate this because I still don't think we've articulated this properly to the audience. What happened was Steve Dooley was caught looking through the bathroom window. I just said window. Okay, hold on.
Said window.
Yeah. Kind of like the Kennedy. The bathroom window of the
Cunnington sisters.
Of the Cunnington sisters. I guess the police were called.
Yes, the police were called. Steve was then got. Yes, they interviewed Steve, and he told them he'd been walking in his sleep.
But you didn't tweet about that, Steve, until a couple of years later, right?
That's right, yeah. I tweeted, I said, oh, yeah, that reminds me, because Steve Bozell said he was walking in his sleep. I said, that reminds me, that's what I was doing. I was walking in my sleep.
And then he tweeted about it, and he pinned the tweet. Now, today, Steve unpinned the tweet.
Well, why did you say that?
What did I do wrong?
Telling people I unpinned, now they're going to look.
Never mind, Steve. Don't worry about whether she said it or not. The fact is, you did do it. Didn't you? Isn't that what you did?
What? Talk much?
Isn't that what you did?
Yes, sir. That's what I did.
That's what he did, yeah. And
okay, hold on, Bobby. I'm talking to Steve. You don't mind.
Okay.
So, Steve, you unpinned the tweet, and you're now fearing cancel culture.
I feel that I'm going to be cancel culture. I'm going to be cancel culture. Yeah.
You don't call it... No one's going to cancel culture. You get canceled... God, I can't even say it good.
Yeah. You're saying you're afraid you're going to be cancel culture. You mean you're afraid you're going to be... canceled.
Yeah, but cancel culture.
Cancel culture is what he's worried about.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley hold on. With us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In a moment, Stephen Bozell joins us to talk about his experience and how all this bullshit, excuse my French, got started here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley. Inviting you to
get a backstage pass at the...
Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley. Get a backstage pass from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's a lot of fun, and you can go into the archives and listen to the great Bobby Dooley shows, listen to my podcast, hear Steve, and all the other people that have been interviewed by Mr. Hendry down through the years. You can get a backstage pass for a month or for a year, and then you can listen to your heart's content. Without going to the bathroom, eating, or sleeping, it'll still take you months and months to get through all of the archived material on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Won't you do it? Won't you get a backstage pass today? In fact, how about right now?
Well, I said right now.
I'm only kidding.
The Backstage Pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get it for a month or for a year. It's a lot of fun.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Mr. Henry.
Bud, thanks very much. Now, let me get on the line here.
We got Steve Bozell.
Steven Bozell from Corona, California, construction contractor. And a contributor on our newsmaker line for a variety of things, you know, having to do with the news. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley in Western Estates. Now, this all started, it all started, at least in terms of the sleepwalking, with Steve Bozell. You had been on our show, Mr. Bozell, talking about a sleepwalking episode at a friend's house, and I think this is the show that was heard by Mr. Dooley. Let me get Mr. Dooley on. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, Phil, how are you doing? Good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you, sir. Steve, tell us again how it all happened for you, the sleepwalking episode.
Well, I mean, you have to understand, it's kind of painful to go through.
Obviously, I want to say, I imagine it's very painful, Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, it's, thank you. It's very painful.
I can imagine it is.
Hold on for a minute and let him talk.
I was staying over at my friend's house. I'd rather not mention their names because I've already mentioned their names and it caused great, you know, humiliation to the wife. I almost said her name.
Be very careful, Steve, because you know these things are litigated now.
Yeah, I know that. I got a lawyer on.
Yeah, he's got a lawyer on retainer.
I sue people.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm an asshole or anything.
Let's just forget about whether you're any kind of an a-hole and get to the story here. You were sleepwalking in your friend's home, right?
Yes, I was. I was sleepwalking at the home of Brad and Doreen Cavender. Oh,
nice going, genius.
Yeah, nice going, genius.
Can you cut that out, Phil?
Yeah, we'll cut it out. God, you said you didn't want to say the name.
I know, I blew it.
Right. Nice going. And I patterned, you know, you walked in your sleep.
Well, I know you were walking in your sleep, and you looked at the bathroom window at the Cunnington sisters, okay? I walked in my sleep, and I didn't know what I was doing. I walked into a person's bedroom, there's his wife, and I'm nude from the waist down. I'm nude from the waist down.
Look, if guys can't clear their throats around here, and people can't get enough water, and...
Phil, you're acting as if this is everybody's fault but yours. You know that you need to let these people know.
Yeah, it's your job, bud. I should have said something. I should have said something to you, Mr. Bozell, to get hydrated.
I'm sorry. What did I just...
God, your voice went all squeaky and everything.
Yeah, you went like this. You went,
I'm scared.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, and never mind whether you did or not. Let's move on. So we're talking about you, the night that you sleepwalked in the house. Don't say the name of the people. You did already. Okay?
I'm still not convinced that my voice went all squeak, but...
Trust me, it did.
It did, Steve. We heard it.
It actually went like this, Bozell. It went, hi! Just the way the Dooley did it.
Man, I can't feature that.
Hey, it did. What do you think, we're lying?
Listen, guys, I'm the host of the show. Oh, God.
You're getting hysterical, Mr. Andy. I'm the host of the ha-ha-ha.
Hey, Bozell, you there?
Yes, sir.
Then listen to me and listen to my questions. You're at the house, you sleepwalk, you're nude.
I sleepwalked and I nude, yeah. And that was the extent of that. And I went home and I was very humiliated about it. I told my wife, I called your show, I called my attorney, I called the Ken and John show, and I called everybody. I tried calling G. Gordon Liddy, and you know, because he had read all my lawsuits out on the air one time on his show, and I thought maybe I'd get a sympathetic ear from here, and I found out that he died. I found out that he died.
You just did it again. You just went like this. You went, I can't do it good, Steve.
Yeah, you just went like this. You went, I died.
Bullshit.
Hey, listen. Knock it off, okay, with the squeaking voice and everybody commenting on it. So, all right. So, G. Gordon Liddy died, and you knew that, and you were humiliated. I don't know. He just died this past week.
Well, I tried to call him, and they said that they thought he was dead. It turned out he wasn't. They assumed that he was.
Never mind, man. I don't even want to know the extent of that conversation. So now, here we are with Mr. Dooley. Mr. Dooley, talk to Mr. Bozell.
My name's Bozell, not Bomell.
I didn't say Bomell. I said...
Hey, this is you. You go, I didn't say Bomell. I said...
Yeah. You know.
Get them all out of here. I can't take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're listening to...
Get him out of here! I can't take it!
The madness of Phil Hendry.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yes, Phil Hendry was bound to crack. We didn't know when, we didn't know where. But it turns out, today's the day.
Get him out of here!
Dun, dun, dun!
The madness of Phil Hendry.
Available now at Percy's Records and Tapes.
Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley. And let me just take over where Phil left off, wherever that was. I'm here with my husband, Steve Dooley. Steve?
Hi, buddy.
And in your and we have Steve Bozell, who's also been, I wanted to say, trucked in.
Yeah, my wife brought me in here on the, in the truck.
All right, well, you said you'd been trucked in.
I sat in the truck. I sat in the bed of the truck. I was dazed.
Why were you dazed?
Because I'd been yelled at by Mr. Hendry, I was reminded of... You're reminded of when you walked naked. I was reminded when I walked naked, yeah, but it was going off the rails because everybody wanted to talk about you.
Well, the reason why we wanted you on, Steve, is because you walking in your sleep, being on the Phil Hendry show and mentioning that, reminded my husband, Steve, that's why he was looking through the bathroom window at the Cunnington sisters.
Yeah, see, that you're trying to hook me up with a perversion. Emma, no, what I'm saying is that, no, I'm not saying that you did it. I did it. I looked in the bathroom window. You know, reminds me, of that, remember that Beatles song? I looked into her bathroom window.
It's called She Came Into the Bathroom. It's an old song. Can we stick to the point?
Yeah, but I just thought, I looked through her bathroom window. She pulled her pants down. Oh, shit. She never touched you. What are you doing? It's just something we do. Mr. Hendry hates it.
You're not really hurt, are you?
No. Looks like you buckled up and you're reaching down for your nuts with one in each hand. Yeah, but Mr. Hendry says it pisses him off.
Mr. Hendry said it pisses him off, so we don't do it anymore. Getting back to you, Steve. So you sleepwalked at your friend's house, whose names we won't mention.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And you said you walked in, put your hands on your hips. They woke you up. They said, Steve, you're sleepwalking and you're nude. And you went, huh, something like that?
Yeah, I did. I when they woke me up, they go, you're nude. And I went, I looked, I go, yeah. And I had my hands on my hips like, God, how about that, huh? So I turned around, I walked back. Did you? Yeah, but you, it was... You know, nose high, wasn't it?
Watch out, Steve.
All right, sorry. It was, yeah. You're talking about my private. It was about eye level with the wife. And
all right, so Steve heard that show, and it reminded you, didn't it, honey, that that's what you were doing when you were looking through the bathroom window?
Yeah, when I looked in through the bathroom window, and I saw the Cunnington pulling her pants down. Oh, God, my fucking ball sack.
Never touched him.
I know. Why do you people do that? Is it that's your sadistic need?
I don't have any sadistic needs.
Oh, no. It looks like it's your sadistic need to make it sound like you punish your husband. Yeah, but you didn't touch me. Okay. I don't know how I got talked into this. I got trucked in by my wife. She's out. She's got the truck. April, is the truck still running?
Yeah, it's running. Christ.
I got to go out.
Oh, you're the one who has the gorgeous wife who talks like a stevedore.
Whatever. Your wife's really good looking.
Yeah, what about me?
You're good looking too. Okay, I got to get.
Well, where are you going?
I got to get out of here, man. I got to get out of here.
So there you have it. Steve Dooley was walking in his sleep, and even though it's a tweet that he tweeted 4 years ago or whenever it was, three
years ago.
It still holds. It's still verifiable. There's nothing to cancel over. It's not cancel culture. And so Steve Dooley is not cancel culture.
Yeah, you can't do it, okay? So just quit.
Hi, you're on the Bobby Dooley Show.
Hey, how are you? It's Brad Rifkin. I don't know if you know me or not.
Oh, Mr. Rifkin, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Rifkin.
Hey, I used to be on Phil's show. I was just driving through and I was listening to your show where you said that your husband was looking in a bathroom window at a lady, and then later he said he was sleepwalking. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
See, that to me, that sounds like... I don't believe that, because how come...
What do you mean you don't believe it?
I don't believe. How come you all of a sudden just remember? Oh, you know what? That's right. I was walking in my sleep.
No, he told the police that. He said, oh, I was walking in my sleep.
At the time that he did it?
Yes, at the time he did it.
I don't know. It sounds like, you know, when you walk in your sleep.
That's what he said.
When you walk in your sleep, okay. What, you all of a sudden wake up and tell the cops, oh, hi, I just woke up. I was walking in my sleep?
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. I told him, I said, oh, wow, you caught me looking in the bathroom window, but I don't remember because I was walking in my sleep.
And the cops bought it.
Yeah, they did.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
How juvenile, however so juvenile.
This has been the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Hendry walked out halfway through the show. He's having a nervous breakdown. The Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved at Podcast One.
This is Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And I'm Steve Bozell.
And I'm April Bozell.
Join us again next time, which would be tomorrow, for another Phil Hendry Show.
I'm not canceled.
You're not canceled? Watch this. I didn't touch you.
I know.
God damn, these people sing terrible.